This impromptu on 98.7 WFMT is supported in part by a grant from the Elizabeth F. Cheney Foundation, a Chicago-based philanthropy dedicated to arts and culture, and by generous gifts from members of the WFMT Fine Arts Circle. Today we welcome to the Levin Studio the Argus Quartet, which is the new graduate resident string quartet at the Juilliard School. They'll be starting that position in September, but over the summertime, they're here in the Chicago area, and they're spending their summer honing their craft at Ravinia's Staines Institute. We'll talk some more about that with the members of the ensemble, who are Jason Isaacson, violin, Clara Kim, violin, Dana Kelly, viola, and Joanne Wong. They are quickly gaining a reputation as one of today's most dynamic and versatile young ensembles. It's a group that believes that today's ensembles can honor the storied chamber music traditions of our past while forging a new path forward. So in that spirit, their repertoire and, in fact, their performance today for us includes not just staples of the chamber music canon, but also a large number of pieces by living composers. And we'll hear part of a piece that was written for them by Donald Crockett, also music of Haydn. And to start off, here is the Argus Quartet in the opening movement of Beethoven's String Quartet No. 15 in A minor, Opus 132.
Thank you.
First movement of Beethoven's String Quartet No. 15 in A minor, Opus 132, as played for us live today by the Argus String Quartet, which is currently in residence at Ravinia's Staines Music Institute, and they're getting ready to be the new graduate resident string quartet at the Juilliard School in New York starting in the fall. We're glad to have them here for a live performance here on WFMT, the Argus Quartet. Jason Isaacson and Clara Kim, violins, Dana Kelly, viola, and Joanne Wang, cello. We'll hear some new music in just a moment, and then a Haydn string quartet. I'm going to talk now with two members of the quartet, Clara Kim and Dana Kelly. Tell us a little bit about how this quartet came together. How long have you been playing together?
So we formed in Los Angeles about 4 years ago, and Jason and I knew each other from freelancing and teaching together, and we loved this medium of string quartet and found so many exciting possibilities with it, and we found two other like-minded colleagues. And together we've kind of forged our way forward, first in LA and now on the East Coast.
And where does the name Argus come from?
So the name Argus comes from an Argus Drive in Los Angeles, and it's between two places that are very near and dear to our hearts. The first is an Italian deli with amazing sandwiches and incredible cookies and pastries. And the second one is a taco truck in the parking lot of a gas station.
Well, I read there's a feature on our website, and that's really as you were, I guess, enjoying a burrito outside
exactly.
of the taco stand.
We were having lunch together.
You came up with the idea of forming a string quartet, the Argus Quartet. Well, let's go on to the next piece of music, and I want to talk a little bit about this composer and the fact that you've said something that's very important to you as an ensemble is forging those friendships with composers and investing in long-term friendships and collaborations. So tell us about this next piece, music by Donald Crockett, and how it came to be.
Absolutely. So I've known Don for a number of years now, and he has been an incredibly dear mentor and friend to me over the years since I was a student actually at USC in Los Angeles. And I've always been so intrigued and interested in his works. And this particular piece is a commission by the Caremore Center for Music and the Arts, where we'll be premiering this work next week. And it's a narrative and kind of dramatic and theatrical piece. It features lots of interesting new techniques that are also kind of adventurous for us. We have to sing, we have to pluck our instruments with picks like a guitar. And this piece is about kind of the apocalypse after there's like a flu pandemic that destroys everybody. And so this traveling band is going around telling people about it. And so the traveling band is us.
Well, and I read there are some excerpts from King Lear that you recite. Is that correct? Because one of the aspects of this traveling group is that they recite Shakespeare or King Lear. Is that correct?
Yes. So they go around citing King Lear, and it's actually based on a book that he was reading at the time, two books, in fact. And one of the books quotes quite heavily King Lear, and so there are excerpts where we're also speaking the lines from King Lear.
And what are some of the other techniques that we're going to hear as you're going along in the piece? Will you be playing with, I read that you play with guitar picks at some point, is that right?
Yes, so we use guitar picks. Actually, the very beginning of this excerpt that we'll play for you has the guitar pick section. We also have to do some singing, which is unusual for us, so it's been kind of exciting to explore our voices with the string quartet. Is there anything else that we do? I think those are the two big things. There's also speaking, which Claire mentioned. Yeah, I think those are the three big techniques.
Okay. Well, we're just going to hear a portion of this work. This is called Traveling Symphony. It's String Quartet Number 4 by Donald Crockett in this performance right now by the Argus Quartet. Thank you.
Light in a grid.
Paths of light.
Just a portion, a little tease of a new work by the composer Donald Crockett. That's his string quartet number 4 called Traveling Symphony, as performed for us today by the Argus Quartet. And they'll be presenting the complete work in its premiere next week at the Caramore Festival. But performed for us live here on WFMT 98.7 FM and WFMT.com. If you'd like to hear this impromptu again, it will be available later on our website at WFMT.com. And also stay with us after this live broadcast here in the Levin studio. The Argus Quartet will be joining us for a Facebook Live chat, and that'll be just shortly after we end here this afternoon. The Argus Quartet is currently studying at the Ravinia Staines Institute, going on to be the new graduate resident string quartet at the Juilliard School in September. So tell us, what does it mean for the quartet to be in residence here at Ravinia? How long have you been in the Chicago area?
We've been here for just over 3 weeks now. And basically what we do every day is rehearse. And we also spend time with some of the amazing coaches who are on faculty at the Staines Institute. So usually in the morning we'll have a coaching with them. And then in the afternoon we are free to keep working on our repertoire. And it's been great for us to get some different opinions and new styles from all these varied coaches who come from all over the world and play so amazingly and with their own ideas, and merge them with ours, making us better players and a better quartet.
Well, and also, what does it mean to be the graduate resident string quartet at Juilliard? Will you be doing similar things, receiving lots of coaching from a resident ensemble there? How does that all work?
Yeah, so at the Juilliard School, we'll be getting an artist diploma degree, and we will be studying with members of the Juilliard String Quartet. Mm-hmm. So we will have weekly coachings with them, and we'll also be assisting with the freshman chamber music seminar class, string quartet seminar class. So we'll have some interaction with other Juilliard students as well.
Well, I think I read in an interview that you did recently, you were talking about this type of residency and what you'll be doing with the Juilliard Quartet. They're as mentors, not only to coach you musically, but also to share their experiences of having worked together for so many years and to help you find your voice. So I know you haven't worked with them yet, but you have worked with some other quartets. So what have they told you along the way to that effect of finding your own voice?
Well, I think every group is unique, and it's definitely a long process of getting to know each other and really knowing everyone in the group kind of inside and out. And being in a string quartet is, I think, always unpredictable. And it's great to have mentors tell us how they've become who they've become, and kind of give us guidelines. But it's been great to just see, actually just watch them work, and kind of figure out how their model can be adapted for us and what potential we have as four individuals who love to play together and see where that takes us.
Wonderful. Well, let's go to the final piece on the program. Clara, I wonder if maybe you could just say a few words about this Haydn string quartet. It's one of his later works, of course, and he was really at the height of his mastery of this conversation that's going on in the string quartet. So what are some of the highlights of this piece for you? What makes it really stand out?
So for us, we actually discovered this piece while reading through a number of different Haydn quartets and thinking about which one we wanted to play. And we read the opening of this and we're just totally taken aback by this fresh and vigorous take on the string quartet. Haydn had just come back from London, where he experienced these really large concert halls, which had been pretty rare up to that point. And so you hear just from the beginning these two big chords that suggest that we've kind of emerged into a different place from his previous quartets. And for us, that was kind of the highlight of it. It's in C major, which is always just a joyful and exuberant key. And we found that we have so much fun and find so much joy in this piece playing it together. It has four movements. The slow, kind of slow one, second movement is an andantino, which is a gracious kind of lilting waltz. And the third one is a playful minuet. And the last one is just kind of a really fun, almost hoedown.
Okay. Here is Haydn's String Quartet in C major, Opus 74, number 1, performing for us live, the Argus String Quartet.
Thank you. Thank you.
music of Haydn played live for us today in the Levin Studio here at WFMT. That was his string quartet in C major, Opus 74, number 1, with the Argus Quartet. They are Jason Isaacson and Clara Kim, violins, Dana Kelly, viola, and Joanne Wong, cello. Playing for us during their residency here in the summertime at Ravinia Staines Institute, and then getting ready to be the graduate resident string quartet at the Juilliard School starting this fall. Thanks so much for coming in this afternoon and playing for us. What a pleasure to meet you and hear you today. And Haydn, also a new work by Donald Crockett, and music of Beethoven for us here on WFMT. And if you'd like to hear this impromptu again, it will be available later on our website at WFMT.com. And also join us on Facebook in just a few minutes. They'll be going to Facebook Live for some music and conversation. So check out our Facebook page, WFMT. And I'm Lisa Flynn. Thanks for listening today. Also, our engineer was Mary Mazurek. The producer for Impromptu is Louise Frank, with assistance today from Michael San Gabino. And this Impromptu on WFMT was supported in part by a grant from the Elizabeth F. Cheney Foundation, a Chicago-based philanthropy dedicated to arts and culture, and by generous gifts from members of the WFMT Fine Arts Circle. If you enjoyed this live performance, please become a sustaining member today. Ongoing monthly contributions are one of the most effective ways to support the station, and you can become a sustaining member now by pledging online at WFMT.com.